Parler lets anything happen on its platform, but what if nobody else cares? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. The social media site Parler doesn't fact-check, doesn't moderate, and doesn't label or remove misinformation. Conservatives and far-right conservatives love it. Disinformation researchers are worried. But there is one other interesting element to Parler. There's no algorithm that amplifies stories, like the kind that tend to make disinformation go viral on YouTube or Facebook. So could that lessen its impact? It's a question to explore in Quality Assurance, where we take a second look at a big tech story. Shannon McGregor is a professor studying social media at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. She's not totally buying my premise.
Disinformation that comes especially from very popular social media users like, say, President Trump gets amplified not only out to his millions of followers, but through the sort of algorithms on most social media platforms because it gets engagement. So in theory, if there's not amplification, then maybe there's not a problem, except if you allow anything on your website. And so I think that sort of there's a toxic mix between the idea of having no moderation of the content at all and then no amplification. Because then there's just going to be a lot of bad stuff and it might not be amplified, but there's no incentive for something to be good quality information or engaging information.
What if the disinformation, though, doesn't go anywhere? I mean, like, we know that, you know, Facebook and YouTube and occasionally Twitter will push information on you that's extreme. And so if you don't have those algorithms and you just have like a little sandbox of toxicity, but it doesn't actually make it out into the larger world, how much harm can it do?
I guess I just think it would still make it out into the larger world. What we've seen with disinformation is that it starts in a place like Parler or Gab or 8chan, and then it gets sort of a little bit less wild, right? And a little bit more acceptable version of it might show up on a place like Reddit or on Instagram. And then from there, it makes its way onto the super mainstream Facebook or Twitter, and then it ends up in some version in the news or on the cable broadcast that night.
I also want to ask you about this idea of light or no moderation, because that is the promise now. No platform has ever been able to pull that off. Like, how long can Parler really be unmoderated?
Probably not that long. And I think where we're most concerned about it, I think from the political standpoint, is in this transition period, you know, between now when we have an outgoing and an incoming president, and people are feeling really uncertain. They're flocking, obviously, conservatives to an app like Parler, where they're not going to feel that they're being moderated. They can sort of say whatever they want. But I don't think Parler is an app that's going to, you know, become the new Facebook or anything. It's going to be a really toxic place. And these platforms or these forums that aren't moderated at all have a tendency to sort of snowball into that extremity.
Right. But it sounds like what you're saying is that's bad for business.
Yeah, because most people don't want that, right? Like, there's certainly a subset of people who, you know, are into that, who, you know, have these really radical views. But I think, you know, if we look at that, I think the latest numbers are 10 million downloads in the last couple of weeks. I don't think that we have 10 million violent radical conservatives. You know, I think there's a lot of people downloading it who are curious and frankly are not likely to stay on the app, whether it's because they're turned off by the extreme behavior or also if you've spent any time on it, because there's no amplification and there's no sort of sorting. There's also a lot of grift. Like, there's a lot of like selling herbal supplements and things like that. And so, you know, no one likes that. Algorithmic news feeds get rid of that stuff.
So should we just not worry that much about Parler?
I think we should worry about it right now. You know, like I said, I think we're in this uncertain political moment in our country. And I think that unmoderated misinformation that we know is stoked by, you know, violent and hateful groups, that's worrisome, right? But I don't think it's Parler that's the problem. It's like our politics right now that's the problem, right? And so in this moment, it's being reflected by conservatives flocking to an app where there's a promise of no moderation because they feel like they're being moderated in a biased way on other platforms. And that's just more reflective, I think, of our political moment than of some new frontier of zero moderation social media in our future.
Shannon McGregor is a professor at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. And now for some related links. There is more reading on this topic over at marketplacetech.org, where kind of both of these ideas are represented. One, that Parler is, right now, a haven for hate groups and extremists, and that is potentially dangerous, as it's always been. And two, that being a haven for hate groups and extremists is kind of bad business, as it's always been. But I think there is an ongoing conversation to be had about what social media should look like going forward. Because even while Twitter and Facebook are getting more aggressive about labeling or taking down content, YouTube and Facebook are still dumping extremist links and videos into your newsfeed, whether you want them or not. So that's not working either to contain this kind of mind virus that is disinformation and hate. Building immunity to that is going to be a long road. So maybe start by just spending the weekend not on social media at all. I'm gonna. Jesus Alvarado, Stephanie Hughes, and Michael Lipkin produce the show. Our engineers are Robin Edgar and Becca Weinman. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.